Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And this week we are discussing Elvis's 23rd movie, Easy Come, Easy Go.
So the plot of the movie is that Elvis, who is Ted Jackson, is in the Navy. He's actually a frogman in the Navy, which we looked up, and that basically just means he's a diver for the military.
Right.
Elvis goes down in the ocean, and he finds a treasure. He becomes a civilian, so it was his last day in the Navy. He's a civilian now, and he decides to go hunt for the treasure. And it's kind of just a cute little story about how him and his team are trying to find the treasure first. There's right. another couple that are also trying to find the treasure. And
yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it.
Some treasure hunting, some romance, yeah. some songs. I think maybe one fight.
Or only one.
Was there only one?
I think there was only one.
But yeah, it's funny too. I wonder how many Elvis movies does he play someone in the service, like in the Army, in the Navy, in whatever. There's been several of those. I can't remember all of them. Of course, G.I. Blues, but there's this one. There's some other ones.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of cool. So, yeah, did you like this movie?
Yeah, I did. You know, the last few we kind of agreed haven't been the, you know, award-winning plot.
Yeah.
I did notice that I think that Elvis really did enjoy himself on this. Whether he was just being a really good actor or he truly was enjoying it, you could see that the smile on his face was genuine.
Yeah, I thought the other actors, it seemed like they felt the same way.
Right.
I don't know if that's true or if they're all just very good actors.
Right.
But it did seem like they were having fun, and it is a fun movie to sit back and watch. But it is a little light on the plot.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it is no Viva Las Vegas.
Right.
But it's, if you want some Elvis and some Navy action and some treasure hunting, this
right.
is your movie.
And it was cool to have a little bit of a different scenery. You know, we have had,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
tons of beach movies, but this one was actually, you know, filming underwater.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool for the 60s,
cool.
70s.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's another thing that Elvis probably loved, was that he actually got to go down there and get in the water and go on a boat, and he wasn't just in a studio in the back lot of L.A.
I hope not. Yeah.
Hopefully not. So I thought that was really cool. There was the yoga scene that we thought
yeah.
was funny. And, of course, we both commented that Elvis looked amazing in that all-black attire. I was like, oh, my.
Yeah. I would probably do about as well at yoga as Elvis would.
So oh, yeah.
That made me feel better, actually.
So that was a cute little part. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So do we want to dive? You see what I did?
See what you did there. You're so good.
No, not at all. We will dive into some trivia.
Okay.
All right. So this is Elvis's 23rd movie. It was made for Paramount. He actually began making this movie September 12th, 1966. It wrapped at the end of October. And then it opened nationally March 22nd, 1967. And Easy Come, Easy Go was on Variety's list of top grossing films of 1967. It landed at number 50.
Oh, wow.
By the end of the year, the movie had taken in $1.9 million. So good.
That's awesome.
Good for getting in the cash there, Elvis.
I know.
It was directed by John Rich. And this was the last movie he actually directed. He went on to direct television comedies like The Dick Van Dyke Show and All in the Family. And you've seen some of these co-stars before. Dodie Marshall was in Spin Out. Pat Priest, you've seen, I know everyone has probably seen her as Marilyn Munster in The Munsters.
Yes.
She's also the daughter of Ivy Baker Priest, the former treasurer of the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's interesting.
Okay.
We just had her at Elvis Week, too, Elvis Week 2017, and she was a delight. She shared some really great stories. And, of course, my favorite Elvis co-star in this was Miss Elsa Lanchester. She, everyone knows her as the Bride of Frankenstein,
mm-hmm.
the classic monster movie. She is the yoga instructor who is teaching Elvis, well, trying to teach Elvis.
Yeah.
I don't know that it works or that it sticks. But she's a really fascinating lady. If you ever dig into her life story, she's a really cool lady. And, of course, if you want to see the infamous Mongrel T. It is actually here on display at Graceland. It is over in Presley Motors at Elvis Presley's Memphis here at Graceland. It's also the car, it's from several different movies and shows, but it's also the Joker's car from Batman.
Yeah.
So if you saw the old Batman TV show, you know it from that. And if you want to learn more about that car in particular, one of the latest Gates of Graceland episodes, it is The Secrets of Presley Motors Part 2. Angie Marchese, our director of archives, and host Tom Brown discuss the car.
Yeah.
They talk all about the, what is it, the go-go button?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, and so that's a really cool thing. If you want to see that prop from the movie, you really need to come check that out.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
really cool.
Yeah.
It looks really neat in person.
It's right in the middle of
of
the car museum.
Yeah.
And of course, you can host your special event at the car museum where you can see it for hours and hours if you'd like to. Just a little plug there.
Yeah, for the special events team here at Graceland. And I've got a couple of fan reactions. Yoga Is As Yoga Does was a favorite scene for Lewis,
mm-hmm.
who also liked the song You Gotta Stop.
Yeah.
Joanne on Facebook said she liked You Gotta Stop and Love Machine. Love Machine was also a favorite
for
Jason. Yeah, it was a good song. And then Ferdinand on Facebook mentioned the really good song, and I enjoyed that scene too, the Sing You Children.
Yeah.
That was a really cool scene too.
Yeah. And I like the beginning song too, the Easy Come, Easy
right.
Go.
Yeah. Yes, that was a fun one.
That was fun.
Yeah. So I think that's sort of our thoughts of Easy Come, Easy Go.
Yes.
And that's sort of how this podcast is going
to
be. It came
easy
and
come
went.
And easy go. Yeah. Yeah. It was cute. It was a cute movie. It was fairly simple and
it's your typical Elvis movie length too an hour 40 or no, gosh.
94.
I'm getting it wrong.
94 minutes.
Thank you. I have all these numbers in my head. And you do see Elvis right away.
Right away.
So if you're looking for a quick watch, there you go.
Yeah.
Easy Come, Easy Go. That's a good choice. And our next movie is Elvis's 24th movie.
And it is Double Trouble.
Yeah, which apparently came out, 13 days after Easy Come, Easy Go?
I see. He was busy.
A little bit,
he was busy that year.
So, yeah, that's what we're going to watch. So, get your DVDs out. And also, it's a great time to watch an Elvis movie because this weekend is Elvis's birthday.
I know. We're very excited. It's very cold here in Memphis, but I'm sure it won't hinder the Elvis fans from coming out. We've got some really cool things planned, a great auction over at the guest house, and, of course, we'll have the proclamation on his birthday where we cut the cake. I'm so excited to see what the cake looks like this year.
I at least know the theme.
Do you?
I know the theme.
When we hit stop, you're going to tell me.
But you'll have to come here to Graceland to check that out. And if you can't make it, we will live stream the ceremony so you can see the cake that way. And we'll have plenty of pictures and videos up on Graceland.com. So stay tuned to Graceland.com and go pop in your Double Trouble DVD.
Yep. And we hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. We are recording in 2018 now.
Yeah.
So it's really, really exciting. I am excited to see what Graceland produces this year. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be an amazing year.
It is. It's going to be an amazing year. So thank you guys for joining us and joining us in a new year. And we're excited about all the movies we have left.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Bye.
Bye.